The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
President Obama has suggested that voting become mandatory for Americans. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
More like mandingo-tory. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't mind if it's mandatory voting, as long as I don't have to do it.
Leave regular voting alone!
I like mandatory voting. I like making people do stuff.
I'm all for mandatory voting, just as long as it's not mandatory on mandatory.
Just look infected to you.
In Florida, they're going to have manatee voting.
You know, back in the 70s, I wanted my main mandatory voting.
Mandatory voting's okay, just as long as we don't go for Manfred mandatory voting.
You know, I'm so tired of man's inhumanity to mandatory voting.
How do you handle a hungry man? Mandatory voting.
And now, a Final Edition Radio Hour news exclusive, the first draft of Tom Cotton's letter to Iran.
Dear Ayatollah Holes, greetings and open sesame. As an returning hero from the great and holy anti-Muslim war, conflict, I should know an thing or two or three about you Persians. After all, I did closely study your society for 4 years through infrared vision devices, whereupon I observed your wives bathing in the privacy of what you people call baths. It has come to our attention while drone observing your nuclear negotiations. That's right, I said nuclear, because that's how it's spelled. It's in our Bill of Rights. Google it. That you may not fully understand our system of constitutions. Let me clarify this.
Attaboy, Luther.
Firstly, under Article Shut Up of the Constitution, or our version of Britain's Magna Carta Blanca, and I quote, a rogue, i.e. black president, is only allowed access to Congress through the back door without making eye contact. And any international agreements said rogue may make shall only be worth 3/5 of the same agreement a regular president might make. Signed, Robert Durst. End quote.
Attaboy, Luther!
Secondly, the president may only serve 2 4-year terms for an total of 7 years, whereas senators may serve an unlimited number of terms up until the rapture starts in June of 2018, in which case you can say goodbye to all those green-colored pistachios. And thirdly, we shall consider any agreement regarding your nuclear weapons program that is not approved by the Congress as nothing more than an executive agreement between President Obama and Sinbad the Sailor. Any agreement made without our approval will be met with an embargo of your magical Persian flying rug exports and an blockade of all your ports off the east coast of France.
Attaboy, Luther!
In summarization, we must not, and will not, allow an nuclear flying rug gap. We hope this letter enriches your knowledge of our system of constitutions and promotes mutual understanding and clarity between ourselves, your people, and your leader, Ali Baba. Sincerely and abracadabra, Tom Cotton.
Hi. I'd like to talk to you about one of our most cherished, protected, and inalienable rights. If you're like me, you strongly believe in freedom of speech, unless it's offensive, controversial, unpleasant, impolite, off-putting, unsuitable, irresponsible, unhelpful, anti-authoritarian, negative, pejorative, contrary, mean, sour, sarcastic, ironic, angry, furious, or satirical.
Paid for by Americans who strongly support freedom of speech as long as they don't actually have to support freedom of speech.
I'm the guy they call Little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse that's Winnie. She's my little Minnie Mouse. And it's feeding time for the animals.
Hello?
Mickey? It's Minnie.
Who?
Minnie Mouse, your girlfriend.
Oh,
was feeling certain symptoms.
Whoa! I told you I've been clean lately. If you got the HIV, it's on you.
It's not HIV.
Then what? You knocked up or something?
Hey, Mickey, are you coming back to bed?
Daisy?
Oh, hey, Minnie. Sorry, I wouldn't have said nothing if I knew he was talking to you.
Are you screwing Daisy Duck?
Yo! Don't get all mad at me because you got an AIDS baby.
I don't have an AIDS baby, you big-faced rat. I have measles.
Ew. Shoot, maybe I should get tested.
No, Daisy, you should get vaccinated.
Who are you?
I'm an unauthorized spokesperson with the balls to tell you that we need to keep our friends at Disney clean. And not just for economic reasons. Although, that is also a really good incentive.
Yeah! I don't know what these parents got to be so afraid of! I had the vaccine, and I don't got no autism!
That's the spirit!
The Internet Amendments to the Constitution.
Amendment the First. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom to make up quotes by Sarah Palin or Barack Obama, nor the freedom to post and repost them as fact, nor the option later on to call it comedy, whether funny or not.
Now it's time for Cinephiles, incisive commentary on significant movies. I'm Tony Hendra, writer and film buff.
And I'm Bruce Cherry. I loved it. Everyone's a winner.
Very well, let's get started. Our first film is Selma, director Ava DuVernay's incisive and gripping tale of Martin Luther King and the Selma to Montgomery marches that led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. This is a soul-searing film that is both heartbreaking and inspirational.
I thought it was a festive holiday treat for kids of all ages.
The fact that this was one of the rare feature films to be directed by an African-American woman no doubt aided in the brilliant job it does of capturing with power and subtlety the essence of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King? That's a guy that has a street named after him. But you don't want to go to that neighborhood. Unless you want Popeye's chicken.
We'll be back with looks at more great movies later in the show. For the Cinephiles, I'm Tony Hendra.
I love Popeye's.
We take you now to the year 2065, where a group of writers are working on a science fiction screenplay.
Okay, it's a story set in the future.
How far in the future?
40 years.
How about 50 years?
No, I'll be dead in 50 years.
You won't be in much better shape in 40 years.
Okay, 50 years. So the year is 2115.
Right. So what's happening in 2115?
I know. Massive climate change. There are widespread floods, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes. The weather has just gone apeshit. Millions of people are displaced. There's widespread famine and disease.
I thought this was supposed to be the future.
Yeah, but it's, like, way worse.
Worse? It's been 110 degrees every day since I graduated college.
Right, but the entire cities are underwater. Manhattan, Miami, Los Angeles.
What is this, nostalgia?
Okay, you're right. So Manhattan is long gone, but now we're starting to lose Scranton, Buffalo, Schenectady, Utica.
I'm confused. Is that supposed to be a bad thing?
Okay, forget the weather. How about the government is run by an insane dictator.
Yeah, that's good. And it's not a democracy anymore. It's a one-party totalitarian state. And all our decisions are decided by an elite group of Wall Street billionaires.
That's like my idea about the robots, which, unlike any of your ideas, is not actually happening.
Listen to me. The dictator who wants to run everything, he's insane, which makes him way worse than all of our other previous dictators.
Yeah, that's good. And he's really paranoid. So everyone's house has hidden cameras where the government is constantly spying on you.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
Because I don't think you really want to do that particular story.
It's just a movie!
Yeah, sure, it's just a movie. But still, I don't think we ought to... You know, with the cameras...
Point taken. How about this? There's no more middle class, and all the poor people start banding together against the wealthy people. They form huge mobs and viciously beat up anyone who looks like they have money.
So now we're making a documentary?
No, these are futuristic angry mobs. They attack celebrities at award shows like the Golden Globes.
I like the Golden Globes.
Okay, make it the Grammys.
How about more of a futuristic James Bond kind of thing? This ex-CIA agent is trying to prevent terrorists from blowing up the White House.
Are you kidding?
But this time he succeeds. You're right, forget that. How about the CIA guy is trying to save San Francisco from a nuclear bomb?
Yeah. San Francisco? Who cares?
Really?
More of a problem.
No rich bastards.
For old time's sake, you know? The Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge? What's the movie about? Mass suicide?
Let's take a break. I need a drink.
I think you guys should seriously consider my robot idea.
What was the robot idea again?
One fine day, all over the world, everybody's robot starts going crazy and rebelling against us, and all the robots run wild through the streets and steal cars and break windows.
You know, that's pretty good.
Robots go crazy. Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Oh, okay, all right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, how about this? Zombies.
You know, that's
all
a
right.
Zombie.
Zombies.
Idea.
Yeah,
very
true.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Love zombies. That's
transmission. This is a public service announcement from the New York City Police Department. Each year, many Americans are hurt or killed because they criticize the police. Nationwide, young black men are 21 times more likely to be killed than young white men during police stops. Yet, despite this grave danger, people still risk publicly pointing out that young black men are 21 times more likely to be killed than young white men during police stops. This is just the kind of thing that gets young black men killed during police stops. If you are tempted to criticize police for stop-and-frisk policies, shooting unarmed civilians, and arrest quotas that many people say exist despite overwhelming evidence that they exist, please remember, most police officers are good at their jobs. But the New York City Police Union representative Pat Lynch is basically a child, and not a charming child. Pat is the kind of child who sets dogs on fire, then blames the retarded kid. So, when you're on the road, or at a protest rally, or just sitting around at home where you don't think anyone can hear you, please resist the urge to criticize police. Remember, one critical remark can change your life, and that's all it's going to change.
Oh, God, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh. That's it.
Feels like velvet.
Oh my God! Rub it all over. That is delicious.
Yeah, that's the spot.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Baby. Oh my God. That's
hey guys,
so good.
Could one of you please pass the butter?
Oh.
Sure. Yeah.
Really sorry.
Sorry.
Here you go, Steve. Yes.
Thanks.
Oh.
God.
Oh, yeah. Butter. Spread it all out.
Good muffin, Sue.
This ad has been sponsored by the Sexy Butter Council of America. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, baby. It's never been this good before.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We take you to the strategy room of the Republican Party.
Okay, we got the energy bill back. The Koch brothers have notes.
So they still like us.
Yeah. Any other new business?
We've got to figure out a 2016 presidential strategy.
You mean who's the candidate?
Well, yeah. And what exactly does the Republican Party actually stand for now?
The party platform. Right. We could write one of those.
Well, I know one thing for sure. We're the opposite of whatever Barack Obama is.
Yeah!
He wants health care for everyone, so we want health care for no one.
Yeah!
He doesn't like Putin or Netanyahu, so we take sides with Putin and Netanyahu.
Though it's technically treason!
Yeah!
He recommends vaccines, so we're anti-vaccines.
How about a more positive spin?
We're pro-measles.
Yeah!
Hey, guys, I just had a thought. At this point, everybody knows we just disagree with Obama no matter what, and Obama knows it. So what if he's just doing reasonable things, so we do the opposite of reasonable?
Wow. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
We got to do the opposite of that.
Yeah!
All right. What's the dumbest ad we can run?
America, defend your right to start a car with the garage door closed.
Stick your tongue on a freezer coil. Vote Republican!
Interrupt Beck's Grammy speech. Freedom isn't free.
Yeah!
The Internet Amendments to the Constitution.
Amendment the Fourth. The government shall not seize personal information without due process. The government doesn't have to. You put it on Facebook already, idiot.
Welcome back to Cinephiles, incisive commentary on the movies. I'm Tony Hendra, writer and film buff.
And I'm Bruce Cherry. I got really excited.
Our next film features a complex emotional performance from Bradley Cooper.
I want to go first this time.
By all means, Bruce, please.
Our next movie is American Sniper, Hangover Part 4, starring the guy who plays Phil. In this movie, he can't get to the wedding until he shoots a bunch of people. But where are Stu, Doug, and Alan?
I felt that director Clint Eastwood's light touch enables Cooper to give a truly compelling performance that captures both the intensity and anguish of a truly nuanced character. Do not miss this film. We'll be back later with more from The Cinephiles.
And where was the monkey? I kept waiting for the monkey.
Happy birthday. So, go on then. What's the magic number?
Oh, no.
Hey, I told you about my third nipple. Come on.
Well, if it means that much to you, I'm 28 today.
Ew. Now you have to pay the Tinder old age surcharge?
Tom, what are you doing? Are you real life left swiping me? That's a pawn. Tom, seriously, stop swiping me. The fuck?
This public service announcement was paid for by citizens who know that nothing good ever happens on Tinder after 10 p.m. or 28 years of age.
Dr. Mayfield, on behalf of the House Committee on Science, I want to thank you for coming down here and helping this committee develop America's policy on women's health.
Well, when it comes to women's health, people need men like us who really know what we're talking about.
I agree. So let me start with a question my colleagues and I have been debating. Why should we let women get abortions after they voluntarily swallow a baby in the first place?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Swallowing a baby. I mean, that seems like a big responsibility. So if a woman swallows a baby, whether it's by accident or just a schoolyard dare, well, why should we let these irresponsible women abort their babies?
Well, under that scenario, I see your point. But, Congressman, there are many other ways women can get pregnant.
Really? How else could a baby get in the mommy's tum-tum?
Well, for example, when a man likes a lady very much, he puts his wiener in the lady's butthole. And a few minutes later, a baby comes out in the lady's poop.
Only a few minutes? I thought it took 9 months to have a baby.
Oh, it used to, but now, you know, computers. Full-term pregnancies take 6 to 9 seconds, depending on your download rate.
Well, then let me rephrase the question. These women get all the enjoyment of putting my wiener in their buttholes. Why should we let them get abortions before those innocent babies ever get a chance to see the inside of a toilet?
I can't think of any reasons at all in that scenario, but don't forget, you can also make ladies pregnant by touching your pee hole to a mirror and saying a girl's name 3 times. That's how we had our youngest daughter.
Why, what an inspiring story.
Thank you. But you know, if you have a child, you have to love that child, raise it carefully, and do a good job preparing and serving the afterbirth to the people of your village.
I agree.
And that's true whether you get pregnant by sitting on a dirty bus seat or eating grapes with a black person.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Face the Press. Our guests today are freshman Republican Congressman Lester Jingo, women's rights activist Jenny Perlmutter, former Bush speechwriter Lance Pablum, and a man we call Stinky, who roots through the dumpster behind the studio. Welcome, one and all. Today's topic, how is Obama ruining this nation?
Well, he's a weak socialist Muslim who wants to take away our guns and institute Sharia law.
I couldn't agree more, Lester. This president makes me ashamed to be an American. We are less secure today than when he took office. His wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are complete disasters.
Didn't George W. Bush get us involved in both those conflicts?
That's just what the liberal media wants you to think.
What about the war on women right here in the U.S.? Reproductive rights are under attack in multiple states, and women still make less than men for doing the same jobs.
Well, you are a lesser cut of meat, so what do you expect?
Well put, Lester. I like the cut of your jib, son.
Okay, that is beyond offensive and ignorant. How can you say that?
I have to agree with Ms. Perlmutter, gentlemen. You're both way out of line with comments like that.
You, Stinky, are a big part of the problem in this country. The poor are sucking us dry with your welfare and your food stamps and your housing vouchers. Get off the government teat already, you moocher.
That's no way to talk to another human being. Have you no decency, sir?
Hush, little lady. The men are talking.
Here, here, Lester. Janny, don't you worry your little pretty head about this, okay? Stinky, what's your story?
Well, after my fourth tour in Iraq, I came home to find my job had been outsourced to India, and the bank had sold my mortgage to another bank, who foreclosed on me even though I was current on my payments. I did everything my country asks, and this is how I was rewarded.
That's awful. What happened next?
Well, I was arrested for sleeping on a park bench and resisting arrest, but at least I was out of the elements and fed while I was incarcerated.
Well, thank goodness for the justice system. Those parks are for our use, not to serve as a vacation spot for you.
Lance, you're not even human, are you? Jesus, this man is a veteran and fought for his country. Did you ever serve?
Well, I had a pimple on my ass, so I got a deferment from serving in Nam.
What about you, Lester?
I was the pimple on his ass, so I was deferred as well.
Is anyone going to eat that last bagel? I'm really hungry.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Face the Press. Join us next week when our guests will be Karl Rove, John McCain, and a rancid piece of bacon. It's the Mr. America pageant live from Branson, Missouri, where it's time for the Q&A portion.
Mr. Alabama, Clem Collard, what do you feel you can contribute to America?
Well, I work at the DQ off Route 18, and they pay minimum wage even for us managers, so I'm not sure how much I can contribute. There's rent, cable, groceries, cable. Mom has to watch your stories, so I'm stretched pretty thin by the end of the month, but I'll see what I can spare.
Mr. North Dakota, Daryl Red Cloud, how do you feel about fracking in your state?
There is iron in your question. What two consenting adults do in their own homes is their business, really. I do not understand why anyone would want to try to legislate against it. I don't want to make love in your office. Don't make laws in my bedroom. It is a good day to die.
Mr. New Jersey, Donnie LaDonny, how do you feel about Chris Christie's chances in 2016?
That blimp bastard. Did you see him hugging it out with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones? What are you kidding me, the freaking Cowboys? No wonder the boss won't hang with him. Yo, Bruce! And what the hell, Christie? I'm still waiting for my Katrina relief check. I can't rebuild my own gym. Look at these pecs, dude. If I don't get back to working out, I'm going to look like you, you big fat mook.
Thank you so much to all our contestants. We'll return shortly for the swimsuit portion of the Mr. America pageant.
Tony, we got to come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the final edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this like blah, 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 dot, 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 www, URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog.
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Oh, Freckles? Oh, there, there. Good boy.
Yay!
What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Chef.
Oh, my God, poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling me a...
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get you crazy bug!
Good job, Freckles! Get him! Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
America. Throw a brick off a highway overpass. Appear naked on YouTube, then read the comments. Bring back polio. When police ask you for identification, show them a condom. Marry a stripper named Poison, then take her camping. Strippers named Poison love camping. Get a McDonald's menu tattooed on your face. Freedom isn't free. Jeb Bush, 2016.
This is the city. Overpriced, full of facial hair, and gentrified. Sometimes the stench of patchouli oil hangs heavy on the horizon like a ginormous Lena Dunham fart. Most inhabitants create and consume copious amounts of content, while others lose interest in under 10 seconds. That's where I come in. My name's Wendy. I carry a cell phone.
The New Millennials.
It was 9 p.m. I was working out of the ironic clothing division. Somebody called in a tip that a group of thought leaders was gathering for a session of speed dating at a bar named The Bar. Nothing out of the ordinary there, except for one important detail. One of them was talking about embiggening their clout score without the use of dynamic content.
Hi, I'm Troy.
Hi, Troy. I'm Wendy.
So, this annuation quadrant, I plan to build from scratch a completely horizontally and vertically integrated ultra-modern parallel media entity ellipse, and then maximate online experiences for today's eclectic vertical view Gen Y audiences on a 26/7 basis.
Gosh, Troy sure is a proactive, affable leader. I could really go for him, but his demographic is too broad to be hyper-relevant.
So what do you think?
Your demographic is too broad to be hyper-relevant. I'm sorry, Troy, but I'm really turned off by your content.
But I want to consume your content across a number of different platforms and then fuck you in the ass?
That's it, mister. I'm going to block you on Facebook and Yelp your clout score into the grave.
What gave me away? The ass-fucking remark?
No. The band name on your t-shirt isn't obscure enough.
Troy was found guilty of one count of not wearing a t-shirt with the name of an obscure band, and one count of building content without the intent of maximating online influencers. He's now serving time on Ello.
I used to meet women by calling them bitches on the internet comment threads, but the women I met were always bitches. Then I found OK Stupid. OkCupid is the matchmaking service for people who aren't that bright and want to start a family.
I was tired of drinking and vomiting and waking up to a guy posting pictures of my tits on Twitter, so I went on OkCupid and posted pictures of my tits while I vomited. That's how I met Daryl.
At OkCupid, our detailed questionnaire determines your misguided beliefs, racist opinions, and poor critical thinking. Then we match you with someone who'll probably turn abusive out of sheer inability to communicate.
Ever since meeting on OkCupid, my old lady and I have been drinking every night and getting into fights. But she'll change.
Daryl and I have been together for almost 2 years. He'd be here now, except he's married, which isn't really a problem.
I think my girlfriend and I are ready to have children and then not vaccinate them.
It's okay to be stupid on OkCupid.
Spelled right from the start. Deep within them lies a smile that
lives. Welcome back to Cinephiles, incisive commentary on the movies. I'm Tony Hendra, writer and film buff.
And I'm Bruce Cherry. I got really excited.
Our next film features a complex emotional performance from Bradley Cooper.
I want to go first this time.
By all means, Bruce, please.
Our next movie is American Sniper, Hangover Part 4, starring the guy who plays Phil. In this movie, he can't get to the wedding until he shoots a bunch of people. But where are Stu, Doug, and Alan?
I felt that director Clint Eastwood's light touch enables Cooper to give a truly compelling performance that captures both the intensity and anguish of a truly nuanced character. Do not miss this film. We'll be back later with more from The Cinephile.
And where was the monkey? I kept waiting for the monkey!
And now we take you to the home of newlyweds Kyle and Lindsay, 3 days back from their honeymoon.
Lindsay?
What's up, honey?
We have to talk. I don't know how to say this. I think I've made a mistake.
What kind of mistake?
Well, it's a pretty big mistake.
That's weird. I've never seen you make a mistake.
Of course not. We only dated for 2 weeks. Anyway, I have to tell you something, and it's really hard to find the right words.
You're breaking up with me.
Okay, I guess it's not that hard. I know this has to be a terrible shock for you.
Not really. It's like, what's that expression? Waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Wow, this is really going much more smoothly than I expected. To be honest, I was bracing myself for a lot of crying right about now.
That's because you barely know me. To tell the truth, I've been feeling like our marriage has been over for some time now.
When did you start feeling that way?
During our honeymoon.
Which part of the honeymoon?
Remember when we walked into the hotel room and you said, "Well, here we are. We're on our honeymoon."
Yeah, that's when I felt this jab of remorse stabbing me in the gut like a knife.
Me too.
It's not you, Lindsay. You're very pretty. I mean that. You're the whole package. You're pretty, you're intelligent, and you're blonde.
Thank you, Kyle. And you're really handsome. Plus, you're tall. I love that about you.
I really do think you're intelligent, Lindsay. Remember that time when you bought a book?
Yeah, I remember.
You didn't seem to be after my money like some of those other women.
No, I really wasn't. I couldn't care less about your money. The only thing that mattered to me was that you were good looking.
And you were so not a psycho, like some of those other women.
But something's missing now.
Yeah, something is missing. What is it?
I know. Cameras.
Yeah, there are no cameras recording every move we make. And I don't know what to say to you.
And I don't know what to say to you. Because there aren't any new...
Segment producers.
Yeah, no segment producers. We have to get a divorce.
I can't get a divorce. I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic?
Yeah, but sorry I didn't mention it before.
I thought you were Presbyterian.
Why did you think that?
Because I'm Presbyterian.
You're Presbyterian?
Coming in July, The Bachelor, Annulment in Paradise.
You thought they were just for warfare and mass murder, but that's all about to change. Drones. Now for all the truly personal and significant human interactions you don't want to do in person.
What is this?
Candles? Roses? A drone?
Please remove the ring from the docking area. Will you marry Christopher?
Yes! 1,000 times yes! Thank you, drone!
When texting just seems too impersonal, say it with a drone. Big game clashing with your godson's christening?
Do you renounce evil?
I renounce it.
Say it with a drone. Daughter playing Annie in Annie?
An excellent performance, Caitlin.
Gee, thanks, drone. Or should I say, Dad?
And when it comes to the birth of your son...
It's a boy.
Oh, honey, look, a boy.
I am overwhelmed with love.
Our drones have got you covered. Sending a drone to perform your most intimate tasks is always totally appropriate. With their clean white design, a drone is a welcome guest at any wedding.
A toast to my sister Maggie and her soulmate James.
Drones can personally deliver gifts of up to 3 pounds.
Oh, sweetie, what a lovely brooch.
Happy 80th birthday, Mom.
And with their handy vibrate feature, you can even use one as a proxy to make love to your wife.
Your eyes are as deep as the oceans and as beautiful as the stars.
Whenever you need to make an impactful human connection from one heart to another, drones have got you covered. Offer your sister some encouragement at a radiotherapy appointment. Tell your son that you couldn't be more proud of his Harvard acceptance letter. Or say all those important last words to your dying grandmother.
I love you.
For all life's most meaningful moments, say it with a drone.
Tired of being told what to do to your children? Government overreach making you crazy? Think Common Core curriculum is the teachings of the devil in disguise? Then the Libertarian Scholastic Academy is the right choice for your child.
I believe the vaccines cause autism and liberal thinking, just like science expert Jenny McCarthy.
Then trot your little plague-ridden rugrat over to our school.
I want my 4-year-old son to have access to guns in the classroom because it's his Second Amendment right, damn it.
Right you are, sir. That's why you'll love our little tactical toddlers classes. A gun for every girl and boy is guaranteed.
I don't want to have to pay for any of this through taxes, because I'm a sovereign citizen.
No worries there, Patriot. Technically, we're a 501c corporation, and therefore, others will pay for us.
I fear anything unfamiliar or intellectually challenging, and I scare easily, and have taught my children to feel the same way.
Put your fears to rest, sir. With our Bible-based science classes, your child will be spared any real education about science and culture. We teach that the Earth is a mere 6,000 years old, and just take a look at our beautifully illustrated textbooks.
Is that our Lord and Savior riding a dinosaur?
Right down the gangplank of Noah's Ark, my friend. So leave the left-wing liberals and their indoctrination of hope and change behind and enroll your precious little ones in the Libertarian Scholastic Academy today.
Paid for by your tax dollars, whether you want it or not, but not subject to any standards or accountability.
Yo, I am AKA Jaden Smith. You probably read the interview I did with my sister Willow in T Magazine, where we talked truth about energy, art, meditation, and how homeschooling doesn't make kids weird at all.
Word.
Well, now we're back with our first ever app. What's the Time? With Willow and Jaden. Simply download and ask away.
Okay, then. What's the time?
That's a great question. But maybe a better question would be, what is time? What is time itself?
Ha! But seriously, what's the time right now?
Time is time.
Time moves for you.
Slow, fast, however I please. That's how I know it doesn't exist.
I really need to catch a train, so could you just tell me the damn time already?
If you are aware in a moment, a second can last a year, or it's a thing you can get lost in.
Because living.
Also, prana.
This app is a piece of shit.
I would say that I'm sorry you feel that way, but to quote my song, Cares, I do not care what people say. Willow, do you want to be part of this connection?
Of course. I'll quote my song, too. I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back and forth. Also, I write my own novels.
So, go to the iTunes store and download our app today.
Say, Jaden, you ever get the feeling of being like, this is a fragment of a holographic reality that a higher consciousness made?
Only on Mondays.
Word.
The Internet Amendments to the Constitution.
Amendment the 6th. In criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of anonymous YouTube comments.
Hello, and welcome back to more movie commentary from The Cinephiles. I'm writer and film buff Tony Hendra.
I'm Bruce Cherry. You can eat cake frosting straight from the can.
Our final film this week is The Interview, the James Franco and Seth Rogen comedy about a fictional assassination attempt on North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Sony initially refused to release it to theaters because of terrorist threats. While The Interview is by no means a great piece of filmmaking, I think it's important that films be allowed to tackle any subject matter without bowing to intimidation. I urge all true movie lovers to make a statement by seeing this film, which is available at select theaters or is easily accessed on YouTube.
I couldn't agree more. I went to YouTube right away and they had this great thing with a talking dog. Well, it wasn't really talking, but it sure looked like it. He's all like, oh, could I have some bacon? The maple syrup flavored bacon? Really, you couldn't tell it wasn't the dog's voice. I give it 10 stars.
We don't give stars, Bruce. We prefer to let our commentary speak for itself.
10 thumbs!
That's all for now for The Cinephiles. I'm Tony Hendra.
I like bacon. Give me some bacon.
From the creators of Malibu Barbie and Barbie Dreamhouse comes an all-new Racist Barbie.
Yay!
Just like regular Barbie, Racist Barbie is white, blonde, and has a perfect figure.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Of course she has a boyfriend. Racist Ken belongs to the SAE fraternity at the University of Oklahoma, and he's studying to become a police officer for Ferguson's PD.
Aww!
And he sings! Just pull the string on his back and you'll hear...
can hang them from a tree, but they'll never sign with me. There will never be a at SAE.
Cool.
And while Racist Ken is busy shooting black kids...
Get on the ground,
but I didn't do anything.
Racist Barbie hangs out with her best friend, Nazi Barbie.
I love your swastikas, Nazi Barbie. And I love your intolerance, Racist Barbie.
Racist Barbie, now available in all southern states. Black kids sold separately.
Hi, everyone. Juliana Forlano here with your Absurd Minute. ISIS is threatening to blow up the White House, and for a brief moment, Fox News isn't sure who to root for. Republicans unveiled what they're calling the Opportunity Budget, which gives the poor and middle class the opportunity to die without health care. Donald Trump is officially running for president. To House Republicans, I say good luck. And to all comedy writers, I say...
Merry Christmas! Oh, 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 oh.
A Charlotte man who stands at his front door naked every morning is upsetting his neighbors. But police can't do anything about it because they say he's not actually doing anything illegal. Finally, someone knows how I feel every time I hear Bill O'Reilly talk.
These people are either communists or socialists.
Happy 82nd birthday to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or as she's called on the Supreme Court, the baby. Conservatives are complaining that the Girl Scouts promote lesbianism and abortion. Come on, conservatives, pick one. If they become lesbians, they won't need abortions. Hillary Clinton has declared she's not sharing personal emails she sent to her husband, while Bill Clinton is saying, I did not have text with that woman. A dozen state governments are hoping to get rid of daylight savings time. Instead, they're trying to keep their citizens in the dark 24/7. Harrison Ford is expected to make a full recovery from the plane crash he was in last week. Thank goodness, His wife, Callista Flockhart, has been so upset she hasn't eaten since 2005.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
Reports are saying that John Lennon may have had a mild case of Parkinson's in the last year of his life. Doctors say it was either that or a slight case of the hippie shakes. You've been listening to The Absurd Minute. I'm Juliana Forlano. Find our full-length show on the Progressive Voices Radio Network on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at midnight Eastern. You can also get our podcast at julianaforlano.com.
Oh, this does look like a fancy restaurant. How did you hear about it?
It's the restaurant that the CIA opened to prove that their practice of forced rectal feeding was not torture.
So all the food goes up your butt?
Come on, just try it. The website I saw gave it 2 thumbs up. Way up. My friend ate here. Well, technically, he didn't eat.
Did he recommend anything?
Yes, stay away from the swordfish. Ah, here we go.
Welcome to Shea Rectal. Do you have a reservation?
No, we don't.
No problem, we can squeeze you in. It's what we do. Ah, table for two right over here. Please sit down while you still can.
I'll have what she's having.
Honey, I'm sure they've heard it all.
We don't mind. If our customers can take it, so can we. The wine list is there on the back page of your menu, under rectal hydration.
Honey, white or red?
Oh, it all comes out red. If you're adventurous, you might order a carafe.
Water's fine. I think we'll go straight to dinner.
As you wish. Although, before your main entree, we do recommend having a tossed salad.
Oh, I'll go for that.
But of course.
Oh my. Oh, yes. Oh God, that is good. Oh, yes. Wait, what's that in your hand?
Ground pepper.
Ow! Oh, Jesus! That's enough. Well, honey, you've got to try this.
I'll have the soup. Thank you. Ooh!
Careful, it's hot. And what would Madam like for the main course?
You know, I could never stomach the thought of frog's legs, but here, stomach has nothing to do with it. I'll try them.
And I'll have the lobster tail. 16 ounces good.
20 ounces better.
What the hell? 20 ounces it is.
Here you go.
Oh! God damn it! Oh, Jesus Christ! No, please! Oh, waiter, can I get some melted butter? Please!
But of course, here we are.
Oh my, yes. That's much better, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, my, yes. Honey, how are the frog legs?
Hey! They feel like chicken.
Baked potato, anyone?
Mashed, please.
Do you have risotto?
I hope you folks save room for dessert. We have cheesecake.
You know what? I am full.
Sweetie, split it with me?
Honey, you always say the cheesecake goes straight to your butt. Oh, hey. Yeah, I think we're done here.
And how was everything?
I know you say it's not torture, but we're ready to confess. We were both planning to bomb JFK
Airport.
What the hell? Both of them.
But then you simply can't leave. The floor show is just about to begin.
Really? We'd rather leave.
Nonsense. We have Christina Aguilera played at ear-splitting volume for the next 48 hours. Enjoy!
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2014.